Sally Hurst, curating collections, British participant who worked with me at Jihadi's family art collection. It felt like going on a magical holiday to Bali every week. It was nice to learn about the culture in an accessible way, by using a variety of artworks.
Quote from curator Yates Norton of the Roberts Institute of Art. Curating collections, British participant who worked with artist and activist Bhutong. RIA's mission centers collaboration throughout our activities, from exhibition making to commissioning performance art with partners and in the way we run our artist residency program. Listening to and working closely with others can both open up and challenge our thoughts and feelings about a subject, work of art or way of working. A collaboration is, in this sense, always an opportunity to think with someone else and so have the opportunity to think more expansively. Bhutong emphasized at the beginning of the process that he came from a background of activism and community-centered art practices, with a particular focus on disability justice. Working in Indonesia, he talked of both the pleasures and challenges of negotiating a field of contemporary art that, for him, was inextricably tied with a political, personal project of advancing social justice in his home country. It is partly for these reasons that we looked at works from the David and Indra Roberts collection that reflected on and expressed the multifaceted ways in which the body, or perhaps more accurately our mind-bodies, to use a term from the American disability activist, educator and poet, Eli Clare, is experienced, thought about, represented, celebrated or controlled. Bhutong's focus on the social and political impact of art offered perspectives that enriched the selection of works I had picked out in discussion with him. His perspective compelled me to think about how works, made in one context, could resonate with a particular poetic, personal and political force with someone in quite a different one. This isn't to make a case for the generalized platitudes of the universality of the arts or for issues of relevance. But it is to underscore how collaborations like this do show how certain works of art have a generative openness to them, apertures for feeling and thinking that compel us, whomever we may be and wherever we may be from, to ask questions, of ourselves and others and so bring us closer to something which we may at first have thought might have nothing to do with us. It is this quality of interest, what is this thing saying to me? How can I approach it? That can be the starting point for thinking differently. For me personally, disability justice is at the heart of my life, and listening to Bhutong underscored both a shared project of advancing a world where connection and interdependence are shown to be the core elements of a flourishing life and society, and also how we must listen carefully to each of our own particular experiences and how they are expressed, whether in words or activism or artworks. As much as seeing works and people in person is really what makes any curatorial project special, an online collaboration did make possible a connection that might never have happened and which also had a significantly smaller ecological impact. Many disabled artists have used online collaborations and projects creatively, and only really since the pandemic has this become more widespread. In this respect, it underscored for me how curating is an ever-evolving process that can use resources at our disposal inventively and carefully. Working with the translator Siddhi also emphasized the importance of slowing down and reaching for a way of speaking that is clear, precise and considered, while also honoring how complex and elusive a work of art might be.